last night, the Little Mavericks played a Sunday evening game. And it was against the team that, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this, but it was against the team that has the best record in the entire Western Conference so far this year. And that would be the Clippers.
Little weird, huh?
Little weird.
Kind of strange that Detroit and the Clippers have both benefited from that, from Blake moving on. Blake's having an MVP type year.
Yeah. Well, as a result of this, the Clippers no longer have the best record in the West all by themselves. They now have company in the form of the Denver Nuggets, and the reason for that is that the Little Mavericks stood up to them and did a number on them last night.
Man, the top of the West is so weird. Denver, the Clippers, Oklahoma City, all in front of Golden State. I know that'll change, but still, it's so weird to see. Yeah, that was a good win, man, especially coming after that loss that they had against the Lakers, in which they pretty much just didn't show up for the third and fourth quarters of that game. It was a good win. It's weird, though. You know, when they said Luka wasn't going to play last night, I think everybody kind of feared the worst. But they're starting to show you that no matter who is out, as long as there's not two or three guys out at the same time.
And as long as you have J.J. Barea.
True.
Here in a game.
Yeah, you're not. This team is deep enough. Is the depth on this team, not the most surprising thing of this year?
There are a lot of really surprising things about this team. That is certainly one of them. But, man, the biggest surprise of all has got to be J.J. I mean, he's been a really nice bench player here for a long time. But he's one of those guys that every year he's kind of, you know, on the bubble, may bring him back, maybe not, but they always do. And I don't know what's gotten into him this year. I don't know what they're doing that is allowing him to just thrive the way he is. But, man, this has been incredible to watch.
He has, you know, I think he's got the chemistry with that second unit and Dwight Powell working to the point of, and Derek said this last night on the broadcast, he's never seen a point guard make the right decision on a pick and roll as much as J.J. does.
Yes.
Every single time.
I'm not talking about just scoring here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about his entire game.
Yeah.
He kept saying over and over last night that J.J. Barea is the best backup point guard in the league.
Yes, he did.
Numerous times. Is that true?
Well, okay, so about 8 years ago when we had Donnie Nelson on, and this was before the championship, and he was selling to us that J.J. Barea is one of the best, I think he said 35, I think that number sticks in my head, one of the best 35 point guards in the entire world. He doesn't know that yet, but he is. And we just got to unlock that. Well, I mean, here we are. You know, he's not an old guy. Health has been an issue for J.J. forever. But when used in the proper circumstance, there's no doubt that he is a top 25 point guard. I mean, think of all the teams that that guy could start for. And if he was playing at this level right now and the Mavericks were really having a rough go of it like they were at the beginning of the year, you're talking about significant trade bait for somebody.
Yeah. Last night, 27 minutes. Now get a load of this. 27 minutes, he had 5 rebounds. This is J.J. Barea, a little guy. Mm-hmm. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and scored 24 points in 27 minutes.
Yeah, 20 in the first half. He's amazing. He's simply amazing. And I'm telling you, that second unit, we have not seen the likes of something like this that I can remember in Mavericks basketball.
Yeah, I mean, look at Devin Harris the other night in Houston.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the cohesiveness, the cohesion, what's proper there?
Cohesiveness.
Cohesiveness. Precipice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's precipice. You're right. There ain't nothing like it right now in the league. They're just playing a different brand of basketball when other teams go out there. And God forbid, if your bench is not 4 or 5 deep, or if you know you're hurt for whatever reason and you got a shortened bench, They're going to murder you.
Yeah.
And you look at it just, you know, on paper and you think, great. Wow, what a great unit that must be. And they go out there and just maul people.
Yeah, and then you see them play. And then you really wonder what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, yes. But Harrison Barnes was great yesterday. He was just there whenever you really needed him. You know, what'd he end up with, 30-something?
30.
You know, DeAndre Jordan was a machine, and he wanted to show up big mm-hmm. in front of his old team, and he had a monster game and really showed what he's capable of. You know, you're not going to see that night in, night out, because that's just not the kind of guy he is. But, you know, ever since the DeAndre controversy has rolled around, I think you've seen a different guy, you know? Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. 16 points, 23 rebounds for DeAndre last night.
Yeah.
Along with 3 assists, a steal, a block, all the other requisite stuff. That's the thing. Everybody is doing everything.
Well, how about the way the game ended? How about Dennis Smith Jr., who was a foot shorter than whoever that guy was down there?
That was insane.
And he stuffs him at the rim, gets the rebound, and gets fouled. I mean, that's the play of the game right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dennis was really good yesterday. Boy, if that guy becomes who they want him to become,
who they thought he was going to become,
then the sky really is a limit for this team moving forward. Because I think that we all agree that, you know, the guy they got this year, he's going to be there and he's going to be trouble for a long time. And if they hit on both those guys though, that's scary.
That's the core of a team for a long time.
Yeah, it is.
What it is.
It is.
Dennis Smith got a tooth knocked out on that play, too.
Not on that one.
That was before.
Yeah, he was on the ground and got tangled up with Williams, right?
Patrick Beverly.
Oh, Beverly. That's right. Yeah, ejected, it was Beverly. Right? Not for that. Yeah, he got ejected for throwing the ball.
To a fan, the guy with the crazy hair and the yeah. weird clothes.
Yes, but he rolled over on the ground and knocked Dennis's tooth out at some point. It was accidental. But
there seemed to have been a lot of rackings last night, too.
There was a lot of dunks.
No, I'm talking about dudes getting hit in the nuts.
I didn't. Rackings.
I didn't notice anybody getting racked out there, but if you say they did, then I will take your word for it, Holmes.
Trust me on this one, Mike.
I will.
I don't even need to provide any evidence.
You know what's weird is that's, what, 8 in a row at home, and even though Luka was out of that game, I went into that game against what's by record early on in the year the best team in the West, and we all know that's not true, but still, I thought they were going to win the game, and that's shocking to me.
Hey, this team always goes into a game with a clean slate with me these days. I mean, I either think they're going to win or I'm just kind of 50-50 on it. I never think they're going to lose.
Yeah. Well,
and man, it's just so deep. They got, you know, so many guys who are so versatile and can do so many things.
I think the Dwight Powell, fully realized Dwight Powell after he signed that deal, and we're all like, what? You're doing what with him?
Huh?
That guy's game has, it's so perfect for his role right now, and he is so good in that role that you're looking at a guy that is a bargain. Because he's playing his ass off.
He is playing
Dwight
his ass
Powell
off.
Dwight Powell is really, really good in this league.
I mean, he is, DFS is.
Yes. They all have their roles.
Yes, they do, and they all seem to understand this, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is something really extraordinary. I don't know if people are into it because of football yet or what, but, man, if you are not into it, you need to be, because it is just amazing, especially when they have Luka out there. This was a great game for him last night without him.
Yeah.
It is just really extraordinary. And I don't know if it's sustainable or not. I would think that sooner or later the league's going to catch up to them and they're going to wind up being about what most people thought, or maybe, you know, somewhat better than that. I do think they're going to be a lower-rung playoff team. I think they're at least that good. But what if they're not? What if this is sustainable? What if this is sustainable, and what if some of those other teams are not that great?
Right. Well, then you're looking at something that could be a 6 seed or something like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if they can make the playoffs, I don't care if they're an 8 seed, 7, 6, whatever, whoever they play, that other team is going to have to work.
Yeah, they better show up.
Yes.
This ain't first-round fodder, Corby.
No, this is not first-round.
I mean, Golden State will...
Did you hear what he said?
Yes.
Did you hear it?
A healthy Golden State can walk through anybody, but you better show up and be ready to play. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
You hear that, Corby?
Yeah, I'm here.
You said it.
One day off.